Welcome to Tales from the Crypt Season 3, Bigger, Badder, and Stickier. By joining us today, you have been officially upgraded to Crit Cat status. So welcome to the club. Tales from the Crit is an actual play podcast where we focus on smaller story arcs from some of your favorite RPGs, as well as some of the less known or obscure ones. We also play some highly narrative tabletop board games and also some micro RPGs. All of those feature a revolving cast of players, so you're going to see a lot of variety there. And as always, I am your host and your crit keeper, Riley Groves. We're so glad to have you here with us today. Now let's get into the episode. Content warnings can be found in the description. Welcome back to Tales from the Crit. We are going to continue our playthrough of Root, and returning as Peter is Connor.
Glad to be back.
Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tim. And Bramble.
Hello there.
Is Anna. Awesome. So, like the last episode, instead of answering a question from our pod deck, interview deck, or that other deck of cards that I can never remember the name of, we are going to talk about one of you guys' past exploits, explore your roguish backgrounds a little bit more, and make something happen on the map. So, to do that, I need somebody to roll a d6.
It's in the corner. It's a 4.
I feel like 4 was a good one.
Yeah, 4 is a good one. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's good.
On a 4, you have defended a clearing from a faction attack. Ain't that the fucking truth? But you guys can either choose a clearing or you can roll for a clearing.
I want to roll. I want to give the dice a chance to speak.
Okay. Give me 2d6 then.
Ooh. 11.
An 11. Okay. Let's talk about your time in Pineborn.
Pineborn. Okay.
Which is now under Eerie control. But at some point, they must not have been. What did you guys do in Pineborn to help the Denisons there? Or maybe not the Denisons. You could have helped the Eerie take it over. You could have defended it from...
It looks like there's mostly foxes there as well. Is that what it says?
That is true. There is a lot of fox territory. A lot of fox clearings.
Okay. So maybe in the younger days before it was taken over, we were there visiting some fox friends. And it was like when the Eerie first tried to establish, but they weren't able to at that point. So we kept back to force by throwing rotten pumpkins at them and discouraging the troops from entering.
Okay. Anybody want to add anything?
I don't really have much to add. I mean, that was a pretty good description. We were all right, hanging out visiting our friends and fended off an uprising.
Yeah.
Or an attempt to take over, rather.
All right. We were called Pumpkin Boys.
The Pumpkin Boys.
Yeah, they know us there. The Pumpkin Boys.
Yeah. Maybe that's how Jane Delafair originally heard of y'all.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Awesome. So go ahead and take a +1 to Denison's on your reputation track there, and give yourselves another -1 to the Eerie.
Pumpkin boys.
Pumpkin boys. With that, let's dive back into it. It is now nightfall when you guys approach the clearing of Patchwood. As you get closer, the smell of blood fills the air. It is acrid. And the sounds you hear are mostly unnatural, and a large building rises into the air in Patchwood. And Honey looks at the three of you and says, if you haven't known, that's the prison.
It sure is ugly.
No. It is. This town has changed a lot. It used to be so beautiful. I hope Vickery is okay.
Was the prison here before these two evils came into our forest, or was this something that was built by the felines?
There was a prison, but it didn't look like that. Not last I saw it, anyways.
What is that wretched smell?
It smells quite a lot like blood.
I thought maybe you'd have some sort of intel on events here.
Very little has come from Patchwood. We've tried to send spies, but none of them have returned. I fear, for our friend's life.
How did we get into this place anyway?
Well, we have a plan.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
And right before she is able to, a large cat makes its way in front of the prison. It has an executioner's hood on it. It's a large gray cat, and it drags a very large battle axe behind it, and it has a necklace on of just a bunch of different types of teeth, so it's not one species or another. And he barks orders at some other troops around him, and you see that there are several denizens that are tied up to some posts, and they begin lashing them. And he laughs maniacally as he moves further into the encampment.
Mm.
This is a terrible place.
Now that is one that we will kill.
It does seem like we now have two missions. I don't feel comfortable leaving that cat alive.
Neither do I.
It would be a bad idea all around.
Well, here's my proposal then. We'll free Vickery. We know the layout of the prison. You kill that cat.
All right, splitting up the work.
Do you know the layout of the prison as it is or as it was?
We have a good idea of how it is now. Shovels here is an expert at making his way through buildings, hence the ram head, so we have no problem getting through doors. If there's anything in the way, we'll break it down.
All right, well, good luck.
Perhaps we should wait just a little bit longer until the, you know...
Oh, yeah, sure.
...some people are asleep. I don't want to just run out there and attack that cat.
I do not think that would be a wise move for you.
For us either.
I would not be going with that.
Well...
Are the cats all inside now?
No, there's like a lot of movement still here. There's a lot of troops moving around. Occasionally there's a cat. There's not that many cats. You've never seen that many cats in one place, actually. But you can hear the maniacal laugh of the cat that you saw walking through here. You can hear that occasionally sprinkled amongst the camp. And actually, as you're hanging out, you can see that he has several of his troops dragging two newt people behind him towards a house outside of the prison.
Well, we haven't actually slept. Maybe we make camp discreetly somewhere in the woods beyond the prison's sightline, and then we'll go in when it's dark.
I definitely think that it would be a good idea to somewhat survey our environment and layout before we attempt anything.
Can see if there's any denizens left in here who are not conscripted to the cats.
Cats also don't sleep at night, do they?
They sleep a little bit at night, a little bit at day. We might be going to take a nap right now. There's probably a bed in that house, which is something we should keep in mind. Maybe we can surprise him while he's napping.
True, yes.
But let's first go see if there's anywhere where there are regular folk in this town.
Okay.
This clearing.
I thought it was just the whole prison. Is it more than that?
There are other buildings.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
The prison is the largest
building
and is centrally located. You move around through the town stealthily and you find almost nothing but pain. You find some denizens. There's a lot of just slain denizens left in piles. It's pretty gruesome as you make your way around. There's several that are tied up, but you don't see any just citizens or denizens, you know, roaming freely through. Everybody seems to be clad in Marquis de Cat armor or clothing, and there doesn't seem to be anybody, like, in the houses that are outside of those forces.
Such a grim place. None of the people, even the soldiers, look happy. I mean, I think I've only seen soldiers, or at least people who are dressed like soldiers.
Yeah, these people are miserable. I would be too, I guess.
Hopefully, if things get out of control in that prison, the denizens will, and some of the soldiers, will react the same way as those in Windgap did.
Yeah.
And, you know...
People are tired.
Take advantage of the uprising.
Is there a barracks or something? Like, is there like a main building where these cat soldiers are hanging out?
They're mostly like spread around in all of the buildings.
Okay.
They've just used the local infrastructure.
It's like the British army during the revolution?
Yeah, pretty much. They've just, you know, taken over any residence that they felt.
I would like to attempt at using my move create to destroy. When I use available materials to rig up a dangerous device. So I would like to try and find enough various odds and ends to create something that can do small explosions.
Okay.
Kind of a couple batches of breach gear, so to speak.
All right. Fuck yeah. Do you have to roll for that?
I roll with finesse. On a hit, I cobble together something that will do what I want one time. 10 plus choose 1, 7 to 9 choose 2.
All right, let's see it.
I got a 6 plus finesse, 8.
Okay, so that's a success. You can find something that will work for that one time.
Okay. Can I say I made like 3 of these devices? They're not like giant. It'd be like some little blow, like this something the size of like a door, like a hole in the wall.
I think you need to roll for each one.
Each one?
Right.
All right. It's a 7 plus 2, a 9, and a 5 plus 2, a 7. So I get to choose 2, I guess, for each one, or kind of with 2, and it would float through all of them. They all.
I feel like you just got to choose one of these things for each one to have.
Instead of 2? Because I got a 7 to 9 on each one, so it would be choose 2.
Oh.
What are the 2 things that you can choose?
I could choose 2 out of the following. More dangerous than intended.
Okay.
Obviously choosing that one. Larger or more unwieldy than intended. Or more temperamental and fragile than intended.
Okay, so you just choose one of those for each one.
All right. One is more dangerous than intended. One is... we give one to each one. So one is more dangerous than it's supposed to be. One is larger. One is more unwieldy than it is supposed to be, and one is more, we'll say one's larger than it's supposed to be.
Okay. So you create some explosives.
Cool.
What are you going to do with those?
My thought is that we will place one in the town, somewhere on the far side, and explode it first to potentially bring people away from the prison, and then we will use 2 on the backside area away from where our cohorts have gone into the building to form a distraction on the opposite side of the prison and potentially even free some of these poor souls that have been trapped inside.
All right, well, that's great thinking.
That means we'll each be in charge of one of these homemade explosive devices.
I'm going to be very careful with this one.
Yeah, that last time was scary. You'd be more careful than last time, Peter. Live to drink another day, as you always say.
That is the goal.
Real quick pause. I forgot we did not ever address the 2 additional moves that you guys had picked at the end of last session. So if you could fill us in real, real quick on that.
I took 2 weapon skills, so I now have Vicious Strike and Quick Shot.
Awesome.
I chose the move Parkour out of someone else's hand
playbook.
Thank you. Playbook.
Awesome. All right. Pause, unpause. So what are you guys... Do you let the other group know that you have planted explosives all around the prison?
Well, we haven't split up from them yet, right? Or did we?
I'm going to say you did just to investigate, because okay. Peter wanted to look in some different places. So they were going to hang back. There's a lot more of them. So.
And then we were waiting for nighttime to come before we did that.
That's true.
All right. I assume that we had a place that we were supposed to go back and meet up at. So maybe we kind of wait there, see if anyone makes it back before it starts. And then otherwise, like, just go when we had planned on it starting and just hope that they ended up having to change to be somewhere else to make their plan work.
Honey the Badger comes back with Kirk Turk, Shovels, and Wallingford.
That sounds right.
And they meet you at the predetermined spot. Well, are we ready to go?
We are. There will be a few surprises we have in store for them, but we're going to make a couple different distractions for you while you are inside. Do not be alarmed when the noise starts. It is in your best interest to move forward even more diligently on your plan.
What kind of noises? Is this something that we should know?
Well, it could be anywhere from a quiet explosion to a very loud explosion.
Mostly explosions.
Lots of explosions. I've only built a few of these, but they seem pretty good.
Kirk and Turk get very excited at this. And they just like exchange a lot of glances and are high-fiving. They're very pumped about explosives.
That's good. I appreciate the support, fellows. That is very kind of you.
If you have any more explosives, we'll take them. We'll take them. We'll take them.
That is, I have just enough right now for my plan. But next plan.
Next plan, explosives.
How old are you?
Old enough. Old enough. Old enough.
That's got me into trouble before. How old are you?
They may be young, but they're capable.
They're not like
children. We're making it worse.
We're making it so much.
They're not children.
They're adolescents.
Necessarily. Yeah, their history has been complicated. They can handle explosives.
Okay. Yeah. So,
to be fair, we don't need to give them explosives. They don't need them right now for this. The more explosions, probably the more complex this whole situation gets.
Yeah. I'm sorry. There are only three boys, and those three are from my team here. You are strictly on the penetrating team.
Do we go when we hear the explosions, or do we leave now? What's the timing?
You should leave now while we secure our location. Your plan starts right now. As soon as we get to ours, I should have given you enough time to be right ready to infiltrate, and then the distractions will start going off.
If we plan on setting off one of the explosives far away in town to create a distraction, maybe they should wait until that one goes off to see if people run out of the prison first.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, like, wait 5 minutes after the first explosion and go in, and then by then we'll have moved on to doing the second one and third one.
Yeah, patience would probably be for the better.
All right, well, we'll wait for the first explosion, then we'll head into the prison.
Mm.
We'll free Vickery. You have to kill that cat.
We're on it. Don't know how yet, but we're on it.
We'll kill any cats we see.
Noble cause, as I think we all should. Well, good luck.
You too.
We'll see you on the other side.
Well met, friends.
We'll meet in the forest between Limberley and Ironvein.
Ah.
Okay.
Whoever, we are familiar with that area.
Excellent. Keep your heads down and keep your heads on.
Mm.
That guy looked like he liked to decapitate.
That is some sound advice. Thank you, friend.
And they move to a more desirable location.
All right, here's one explosion for you and one explosion for you. Who wants to take the first one and who wants to take the other two?
I'll probably take the one furthest out.
The first explosion?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And which bomb is that, by the way?
I was figuring I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. I don't think technically we'll know until they go off.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, sure, man.
I mean, and as far as I'm aware, I built three solid bombs. So I got the top one is 1, the bottom is 2, the third one is 3.
Well, one's right. Bulky, right?
Yeah. So we'll do yours first, since you're going to explode first. 4. So I'll just say it's 2, 4, 6. So 4 would be count in the middle one. So yours is more unwieldy than it intended.
Okay. So I'm struggling with a large, obvious bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's just do Peter next. Yours is larger than intended. Oh, so that would leave me with more dangerous than intended. I don't even need to roll. So mine's the most dangerous one.
Okay.
That's fair.
What's the difference between larger and more unwieldy?
That's a great question.
Larger explosion?
But that would mean more dangerous, I thought, would be...
Larger would probably be bigger and maybe not necessarily dangerous. Unwieldy would be like, maybe it gets out of control a little bit. Starts blowing out some structural supports or something that wasn't exactly supposed to happen.
It's made in a really weird way, so it's hard to hold on to.
That's what I was thinking of it being unwieldy.
It's shaped like a boomerang.
Yeah, so that's what we'll say. For Bramble, you get this bomb, and although Cotton thinks he did a really good job like making it structurally sound, it's a weird shape.
Mm.
And you, as you're sneaking through the bushes, are really unsure, like, what is the best way to hold this, making you really pretty nervous all the way through the outskirts of town.
Yep, that makes sense.
Go ahead and give me a finesse roll.
I actually got something for that.
Ooh, child.
8.
That's a weak hit. So you get there, but you're going to take a point of exhaustion.
Okay.
Just from being so nervous that this bomb's going to blow up while you're trying to get it where it needs to be. But eventually you do make it to wherever. Well, where are you planning on putting it?
Maybe like on the one side of like a little bridge somewhere, like a little stone bridge.
Ooh, okay. You want to make it the bridge that goes from Patchwood to Alaboro?
Yeah.
All right. You do that.
Okay. Then I race back into the city because I don't want to get blown up.
Okay. The bomb goes off, destroying the bridge, and it draws a lot of the soldiers out of the prison and out of the town towards the bridge. Just pretend that there's no more path to Alaboro and Patchwood, as the bridge is now out. Effectively, not clearing out the place, but making a pathway. And you see Honey and her band of vagabonds rush towards the prison. And you see them, there's a couple guards, but they easily dispatch them before moving inside.
Very nice.
All right, we head around to the backside of the prison now?
Yeah, so which side did they go in?
The front door.
In the front door?
North, south, east, west?
I guess the front door would be at the south.
Okay. Either we should head in, or we should hit the west and east side of the building.
Okay. I'll go to the west and plant my bomb.
I'll go to the east.
And you have the bigger bomb, right? Peter, so yeah, I guess you also give me a finesse roll.
I have -1 to finesse.
Solid. It's a 6. That's not great. A 6 is a miss. You plant this bomb and you go running back away from the prison. It isn't until you make it considerable ways away do you realize that you've never set the trigger for it to actually explode.
That's a good one.
Cotton, your bomb is more explosive than anything else.
Way more dangerous.
Way more dangerous.
I got an 8 plus finesse is 10.
10 is a strong hit. You plant your explosive on the east side, and you just manage to get away before it utterly destroys a large portion of the prison. Added benefit, you watch as a group of soldiers are flung from one of the floors in the prison and crash down dead into the streets below.
Nice. Cat-tacular.
I run around the prison, staying wide away from the bomb that has not exploded, to meet back up with Cotton.
And I would have met up with both of them at that point.
Okay.
From the furthest part of the city.
Are you guys just standing in the city?
I guess we didn't really make a plan for the next part.
I feel like worried about the bombs.
Right, so we did the distraction. They're inside. How can we continue to assist?
We have to kill the cat.
The cat, that's right.
Do we assume it's in the prison, or should we go check that small house where it dragged the newts?
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
Let's go check that place first. It hasn't been exploded yet.
You guys move to that house, and you can hear a very loud cat inside.
What is all the commotion? I am trying to have some fun, and these people won't leave me alone!
That sounds like our cat.
That does.
Can
I improvise a weapon from the debris?
Yeah.
Of the prison?
Sure thing.
We should, like, burn his house down around him.
That's a 9.
Nice.
And what kind of weapon are you trying to improvise?
A melee weapon. Or just, like, you know, a handful of rocks and a piece of cloth to sling them with.
You want to sling in rocks?
Either of those will work.
I think you're more likely to find rocks and bits of material from a blown-up prison.
Yeah. There's one bar from the window with a big chunk of rock left on the end.
All right, so you can get a sling and rocks. It has a close range.
And it has a beneficial and a weakness tag.
Okay, you can put the tag fast on it. So you can mark where when engaging in melee with that to suffer one fewer harm. So when you're exchanging blows, instead of taking damage, you can mark where. However, it is also shoddy, which means repairing this item costs twice as much value per box. For whatever reason, it costs a lot to repair. Maybe not even worth it to repair it.
So fast was minus one harm?
Yeah, you suffer one fewer harm, even on a miss.
Okay.
So you can mark where instead. So you mark where and then.
Mark where against the sling?
Yes.
How many boxes of where should I have it for it? I would say two sounds fair.
Probably.
It is two. Yep.
I want to make a tear gas bomb.
Ooh.
I have an alchemy kit in my toolbox.
Yep.
And I feel like I can make that with alchemy stuff.
Okay. Do you have to roll?
I don't think so. Let's see. When you open up your toolkit and dedicate yourself to making a thing or getting to the bottom of something, decide what and tell the GM, which I did tell you. The GM will give you between one and four conditions you must fulfill to accomplish your goal, including time taken, materials used, help needed, facilities, tools needed, or the limits on the project. When you accomplish the conditions, you accomplish the goal.
Okay. I have to choose how many of them?
Between one and four.
Okay. I'm just going to have you do the materials, which is going to use up
my depletion.
Yeah. So use one depletion. And, you know, we already established that you guys have, you know, explosive stuff. So I don't think it would. Although, let's say it also takes up one time. So if you're doing this, like, let's just say.
And they go to attack.
And they go to attack. Yeah. You're going to be still putting up.
Well, I think it's still worth it to make a tear gas bomb.
So okay.
I'm going to do that. Sorry, guys. I just got to fiddle with this for a second.
No problem. I'm picking up rocks.
Cotton, are you doing anything to prepare?
I'm not sure I have anything at this moment.
Okay.
I need to, so I think I'm good.
Right on. It's up to y'all what happens next, so.
Well, I have to wait until my bomb's done. I was going to throw it in the window and then further disrupt whatever's going on in there. And then we can go in.
I'm going to circle around and see if there's a alternate entrance or if it's just the one way in, one way out.
Oh, I made an alternate entrance myself there. There's a big old hole in the side of this thing if we want to go in a more...
In the house?
That's in the prison.
Oh, sorry, with the house.
Yep. There's several windows. There is a back door.
Okay. So I'm going to come back and say there's a back door and a front door. Mm. So I'm going to hang around on the backside.
Okay.
We're going to wait for Bramble to throw the device through the window, and then we'll just wait on the outside and see what happens.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Well, then with that, let's just cut to your tear gas bomb being done.
I think it's done, guys. Get ready to see the throw.
I'm excited. I'm going to head to the other side of the building now.
I think I'll break one window with my elbow and then just toss it in. I don't want to throw it through.
The weapon skills, like Vicious Strike, that's a special tag that the weapon also has to have for me to use it, right?
Technically, yes. But I think for our purposes, I'd rather just let you guys use your weapon moves if you have them. Because we're not playing a super long game, it seems kind of shitty to be like, oh, you can't use any of your moves. And then it's just like kind of boring. So that's the official rule. But I don't care for that. Good?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Bramble, you run up, smashing one of the windows with your elbow and tossing this tear gas grenade in there. You see this cat reel around, looking at where the noise came from, before the entire room bursts into this noxious gas. It immediately begins to cough, and you hear the coughing of two other people inside as well. But then you hear a lot of sounds of stumbling, of shit getting knocked over, and clambering before the front door swings open, and this giant cat erupts from the building.
Okay. I'd like to stick my foot out and trip him.
Okay.
Because I would have been kind of close near the door, so I'd be able to get there and just put my foot out.
Yeah, let's... do we think that's engaging in melee or grappling?
Grappling, I would say.
Okay.
I'm not hitting him with anything.
Okay, so you're going to roll with might.
My leather armor also, when I grapple with someone, mark exhaustion to ignore the first choice they make.
Okay. Yeah, so the first choice he may make might be something like elbowing you in the face or like throwing you off. So it's going to just negate the first thing he does.
Oh, okay.
And make it probably a less harmful thing.
Okay. Eight.
Okay. On a hit, you choose simultaneously. Continue making choice until someone disengages, falls unconscious, or dies. So you can strike a fast blow, inflicting an injury. You wear them down. They mark exhaustion. You exploit a weakness, marking exhaustion to inflict minus two injury, or you withdraw and disengage.
Okay, so I trip him and I jump on top of him and start punching him.
Okay, so we're going to say you strike a fast blow, inflicting some injury.
Yeah.
Solid. Peter and Cotton.
I am at the backside of the building.
Yes.
After a few moments, when it doesn't seem like anyone is coming out, I run around to the front where I see the cat on the ground getting beaten up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so this is happening outside, so it's a chaotic scene. I would like to dash my way. Okay. Not exactly what I thought. Let's go try to dash up onto the roof and snipey snipe down. I guess instead I'd like to move right in with the bow for a quick shot. Try to snipe this cat.
Yeah.
7 plus finesse, 9.
9? Okay, so it's a success plus a complication.
Where do I find the complication thing?
In my mind.
Oh, okay.
So you are successful, if that's what you want to do, and I'm going to introduce a complication.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I feel like I already rolled for it. It has to happen.
So you do another damage to the Toil Master, shooting him with your arrow. However, he stands up after Bramble was on him. He is much, much larger and much stronger than most of the cats. And he stands up and he hurls Bramble off into the building, back through the door. You're going to take one injury, Bramble, and he picks up his giant axe. Peter, you've run around the front of the building.
Yeah, now, when I see him start to get up, I'm definitely going to let a stone from my sling at this large cat. Would you say that he is close or intimately ranged or far?
For you, close.
Okay, so if he's close, I can use the vicious attack, which I think lets me roll with might. Which I have a +0 in, so it doesn't
matter. Nice.
I rolled a 12.
Oh.
So let me see here. On a hit, they suffer serious harm, +1, and cannot mark wear on their armor to block it. On a 10+, you get away with the strike. On a 7-9, they score a blow against you as well. So they suffer serious harm, and they're not able to hit me back.
So serious harm done to this brute after he's already taken several points of damage. You manage to get a rock directly between his eyes, and you watch his skull cave in a little as the cat falls flat on his back, dead in front of the door.
Some David and Goliath stuff.
Yep.
Nice.
He's dead already?
He's dead already.
Oh, because Bramble wanted to come out and chop his head off just for good measure.
I mean, Bramble still can.
Okay.
You should use his own tooth necklace as like a handsaw.
Oh, yes.
Brutal.
I like that.
I was thinking use his own axe, but the tooth handsaw is even more.
Oh, they're all good ideas.
Just stare anyone that comes near you in the eyes as you're doing it.
This needed to happen.
Several troops do run up, but upon seeing this, they do turn and run to another part of the town.
Yeah, they don't want to mess with that.
Simultaneously, you hear a small explosion go off in the top of the prison, and you see Wallingford, the goose, flying out of the top of the prison. He has someone on his back. And they are making their way out of the clearing.
Looks like they got their friend out.
Is it just those two? I mean, there was like 5 of those folks, I think.
Maybe they split up.
Maybe.
Maybe it was a sacrifice mission, and there was only one survivor intended the whole time. But I do wonder, did we ever set a rendezvous point for what happens?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah? Okay.
It's in the forest.
Oh, right. Between Iron Vein and Limberley.
Yes.
A spot we are familiar with, correct, as I have mentioned before.
We might have killed some crows kind of near there.
I suggest we get on out and go find them.
Yep, sounds good.
Or are we leaving the three in prison? Or are we trying to save everybody? Or are we just reconvening?
I think we should just go. They had to take care of that.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
They know where to go.
Yeah, I'm good with that. We took out the big cat. Some other cats got blown up probably, or at least guards did. We don't want to cause any more collateral damage than we have to.
Yeah, I guess.
And they're cut off from the other place there.
Mm-hmm.
So
stick to the plan.
All right. And you guys make for the forest.
Hopefully those guards that ran away when they saw our brutality over here have turned against the cats.
Yeah, I mean, we did it once. So I don't see why we couldn't do it again.
All right. You guys make your way through the forest. A forest you guys know quite well. You did just slaughter some crows in here, but it's hard traveling through, although it offers a lot of protection. As we're going into kind of the finale here, did anybody complete one of their drives?
No.
I did, yeah.
Awesome. Peter, so why don't you go ahead and take an advancement now for that?
Okay. I will take Desperate Smile, When You Trust Fate to See You Through by Begging, Pleading, or Abasing Yourself. Roll with Charm instead of Luck.
Okay. Do you have a plus to Charm? Yeah, you've got like a plus two, right?
I have a plus two to Charm, yes. When you trust fate to get through trouble, roll with luck. On a hit, you scrape by or barrel through. The GM will tell you what it costs you. On a 10 plus, fortune favors the bold. Your panache also earns you a fleeting opportunity.
You guys need to roll lower than 10 through 12. Kind of beneficial. It doesn't take too long for you guys to meet up with Wallingford, and who you now see is Vickery. He's a large bullfrog man, and he's standing there talking to the goose.
Well, it looks like we got y'all out safe. Well, two of you out safe.
Well, my. I didn't expect to see some rogues here outside of our own group. Who, may I ask, are you?
Well, I'm Bramble. This is my friend Peter and Cotton.
You've come to join the cause, then?
We supplied the explosions.
I did thoroughly enjoy those explosions. They helped out tremendously. I couldn't thank y'all enough.
We were originally sent to find Watkins, and that led us to finding you, and here we are. We were sent by Jane, and we believe that the Woodland Alliance thinks you have some sort of pertinent information to this war.
That is what Wallingford was telling me just now, in between his honks, you know. But I do believe you could be some help. I know where the cats need to take their serious blow. And that's where we're headed next.
Excellent.
We're headed to Limberley. We just gotta wait for them other folks to make their way back here.
What's in Limberley? I've been there a few times. It's mostly rabbit folk, and I can't think of what would be there.
There wasn't anything there before. Just a plain run-of-the-mill clearing. However, now, this is where I got caught during my scouting mission to try to figure out what they were doing with all that coal coming down from Milltown. They built a factory there. A factory that needs to be blown to hell.
Well, I think we're the right guys for that.
After some of those explosions, especially the one that blew apart part of that prison wall, I do think that you may be just the men I'm looking for.
Perfect. This factory wouldn't happen to produce some sort of large metallic fire-breathing cat, would it?
Well, I can confidently say that I didn't know that they breathed fire before. I can also confidently say that, yes, it does.
Okay. All right.
Which is why we need to stop that.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, that is just plain not good.
Some evil. Pure evil.
The cats. The cats are evil. The birds are evil. The cats are evil. Some other people might be evil, too, but we'll deal with all that at another time.
Yeah, I mean, so far I've only seen the fire-breathing cats, so we should definitely stop that first. That seems like one of the biggest threats to the whole woodland.
Yes, it is. It is not ideal to have them roaming around. It makes sense, though. The cats' forces have been dwindling. I don't know if you've seen fewer and fewer cats themselves wandering around, but they certainly will make up for that with them big metallic bastards.
We did come across that in Wind Gap. We were able to get some of those forces to turn to our side because they weren't cats.
Well, that is a fantastic move.
Sure was.
I always like killing cats. As a frog, I enjoy killing cats. It's kind of the opposite of the way that you would think it'd go.
We weren't necessarily up for the killing part until the horrific atrocities that we witnessed at the hand of those in charge there.
The cats are downright evil. Although I did see what you did with that head as I was flying off with Wallingford, that was kind of gross itself. I do applaud the excitement of the situation, though.
He didn't need it anymore.
Certainly, probably not. And that's good, because that cat was a bastard.
He looked it.
He killed a lot of good folks. So now I just say we sit and wait until Honey and the others get back.
Hope it's soon.
Oh, they were still emotion once you left the prison. There was a equal escape.
That's excellent.
Nope, I was asking you. Did they make it out? Or I thought we thought it was just you.
The others were still there. However, Wallingford can't fly that many of us on his back.
Mm.
So, hope they got out.
Well, I hope so, too. Because we would have tried to help had we known.
I guess we'll simply wait for them to arrive. This is right around the area we were a couple nights ago when there was a loud crashing, so I do suggest we be on the lookout.
What's the definition of loud?
I would not say earth-shattering, but somewhere within trees falling.
Egads. That is not that good. I'm going to take a little nap while we wait for the others. I'm plumb tired.
That was a weird follow-up statement after the fear of the giant smashing.
It's all right. I can tell by each one of your faces that you are filled to the brim with excitement and staying upness. And you will watch while I take a nap.
Take a nap. We'll watch you.
I appreciate that.
Must have been hard to take naps and get any sort of shut eye when you were trapped in a tiny room in the dark.
Yes, they did not actually let us sleep for quite some time. They burnt us with lit cigarettes. And you look down, and he actually is covered in burn marks.
Oh, I'm so sorry they did that to you.
Me too. My skin has not been so dry in quite some time.
You're going to have a hard time with the ladies after this.
Well, worry about that when it comes to it. Mm. There's always coin.
Don't I know it?
I like you. I like you, fox person, whose name I didn't catch.
It's Bramble.
Thank you, Bramble. I'm going to go sleep by some brambles over there.
We'll shake you up if anything comes stomping through.
He plops off. Plop, 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 plop. It takes several hours before the other vagabonds make their way to you. And most notably, there is only three of them that make their way to you guys.
The honey badger?
There's Honey the Badger. There is one raccoon. And there is the ram shovels.
Aww. Only one raccoon made it back.
And you can see that it is definitely taking the toll on Turk.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. We've taken some losses here, folks.
I'm deeply sorry about your loss, Turk.
Brother. Yeah, he ain't too talkative.
Hmm. I do suppose that's how it should be.
But mission accomplished. I saw the aftermath of what y'all did on the way out. At least I assume it was you.
Oh, yes.
My friends. Yeah, we may have played a little part in slowing some people down.
Well, I made sure to take his axe. It seemed right fitting for a badger of my size.
Mm.
I'm glad it didn't go to waste.
It did not. We also freed those two little salamander people that were in there.
Oh, I guess we forgot about them.
They were knocked out when we found them. The whole room smelled disgusting.
That was us, too.
Well, whatever you got going on inside you, that's your own thing, but
it's not anything
I don't
weird.
Smell like that. Oh, all right.
It was for warfare. I mean, come on.
It's always for warfare. I'm afraid we're going to see a lot of that coming up. And with this, Vickery wakes up, and the five of them lament over Kirk's passing.
It's always so sad when the young go.
Maybe unfortunately, he had to go for the cause. Not everyone makes it out.
Well, it will be easy to remember the name now.
True. Only one to remember.
Mom Raccoon, surviving.
Have to keep the memory of his brother going and fight twice as hard.
Hmm.
Mm. Well said, Peter.
We'll have to make an explosion for little Turk.
A really big one.
Well, that's for him to decide.
Maybe even too big. Bulky.
Now that's what I'm talking about. And Vickery walks over. We're going to make an explosion so big, those cats are going to feel it. And those people around, they're going to see it. It's going to be a spark that lights this revolution.
I could tell there were several cats that felt the bomb I made earlier.
That one was larger than I would have expected it to be. Not that I saw the size.
No, I was also surprised.
It seemed very dangerous. You murdered lots of folks.
It was more dangerous.
Maybe more than you meant to, but...
Well, you can't make a strawberry cake without eating some strawberries.
His, like, chest expands like a frog's would, and he lets out a large croak at that, but doesn't respond in any other way.
All right, now, I do believe we need to rest up and get on to Limberley.
And we need to plan how we are going to do this bomb thing.
You guys said you've been stockpiling explosives here?
Oh, we have a bunch. And he, like, moves aside some very thick foliage, and there's just, like, a few boxes of explosives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This'll do.
This should do, yeah. And I know just the place to put them. You see, there's a big coal deposit at the back of the factory that I think we could exploit to blow that whole place sky high.
Well, yeah, let's do that.
Sounds like a great plan.
Y'all are very good with explosives, so I guess I hate to say split up, but I feel like some of us should make it a distraction while the others plant the bombs.
I do have to agree that in our conquest so far, having two teams to split up and create a distraction has worked out very well for us.
I would say we could use a bomb to make the distraction for us. And then there's more hands on deck to lay the other bombs.
That's a theory.
I mean, I think just the bombs are good. We should have a different distraction for the distraction.
Hmm.
Because I imagine the factory has some slaves working there? Or
oh, most definitely. Just about the whole town is under their strict control.
Well, if we maybe freed the slaves, that would cause a distraction.
I agree, or start some sort of rabble to be roused.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a little Turk there. He's feeling pretty tough.
I would like to be on the explosive team for my brother.
I think that would be the right thing. I say we take some explosives, put them on, strap them to little Turk here, just have him wear a big old jacket and head on in. Go
have
see
some
Dirk.
Robes, he'll look inconspicuous.
Mm-hmm.
But how do I get back out?
I think it's time to go see your brother, son.
Oh, my God.
Well, wait. That's not what we're going to do, Turk. Vickery looks at Cotton. I think maybe we devise a different plan.
Without the exploding raccoon.
Without the exploding raccoon. The raccoon can explode things, but he doesn't need to blow up himself. He's
you know
just a young boy.
You can't make a blueberry cake without eating some blueberries.
I don't know how many times you can use that same analogy.
As long as it's different fruit, I'm pretty sure I can keep going.
Anyhow, maybe something a little bit, you know, less suicidal in nature.
But at least we have a plan B ready to go, so keep brainstorming.
Yeah, we'll call that plan D. That one can come way, way at the end.
Well, some of us can head into the town and see if we can rile up some of the folks there and, you know, lead a charge to the front of the factory.
Maybe there's, like, barracks with all the slaves that are kept. We could go in at night and release them, and then they can help us in the morning.
We could always use some recruits. Recruits could be very helpful to our cause.
Y'all volunteering for the distraction team, then? We'll place the bombs?
I'll get my vest.
Once again, the vest seems unnecessary.
It's a distraction.
I plan on making it back out alive. Along with all my friends.
And we're included in that, right?
I do hope y'all survive as well, which is why I'm going to suggest not putting the bomb vests on anybody.
Yeah, no, that's right.
At least somebody's thinking right.
Well, we can't have the whole forest burned down.
That would be tragic.
It's already mostly there.
There do seem to be a lot of things on fire around here.
It's true, but I mean, the cats really did a number on that town anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That clearing was
gross.
Gross, yes, that is the word for it. So should we head into town?
Yeah, I think we should head into town and maybe try to get a slave revolt going.
All right, we'll move along with the explosives to near the back of the factory. What time should we strike?
Good question. I don't know what time it is now, so.
I'd say give it about 15 minutes.
15 minutes? You're going to...
Five minutes.
5 minutes to do a whole slave uprising.
I think we need a little more time than that.
I thought we were just doing a brazen speech, and if it worked, it worked.
Otherwise, we would probably have the authorities on us pretty quick anyway. We should make it as fast as possible, I would imagine.
Well, I don't disagree. I'm all for striking.
I'll also just take a couple steps back. You guys can get right in there and take as long as you like. No.
You're going to come in later? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'll just make sure that the back door's open. That's all I'm saying.
How about first light?
First light.
Everything explodes?
Everything explodes at first light.
All right.
Or at least we move in to explode things at first light.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Let's do that.
That gives us enough time to, you know, poke around, see what kind of sentiment we can find and stir up and...
Exactly.
Bolster our numbers. I agree. First light sounds good.
All right.
Meet you in the middle, my friends.
Sounds good. And we head out to go...
Check it out. Yeah.
So I think that first we should look near the factory to see if there are, like, workers' quarters there.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And maybe we should also go to the town, maybe.
If there's any stores or something where people might be.
As you guys move through the town or around the town very stealthily, you notice that this town in particular has a large number of cats in it, larger than you have seen in other clearings. You can also see that there are several unfinished giant titanic metal cats outside of the factory, which is just an immense building, the biggest building you have ever seen previously. Dotting the landscape of this clearing, which seems to have been the size of it has been increased dramatically by a bunch of trees being chopped down. There are several camps and barracks all around the perimeter of this town.
What if we split up and we go and talk at the different barracks and be like, hey, we're trying to get rid of the factory. It's no good. It's creating weapons of mass destruction, and we'll like release you and you help us destroy it.
I think that that's a good idea, but I think that we should not split up in case it does not go well at one of them.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's true.
Better to be together.
Okay. We're like Mormons knocking at
the
door.
We'll just have to move quickly. Make our speech. If it goes well, good, move on to the next camp. If not, we'll resolve that.
These camps do have high fences around them. However, you can see there's at least one denizen making his way through one of these camps, just like out in the yard. There are, you know, several guards posted around in watchtowers throughout this area, and you can't see like too many people moving around yet because it's like very, very, very early morning.
Okay, so in the camps, is it mostly non-cat creatures in there?
Yes, in the camps, it seems more like prison camp situation, so it's definitely filled with denizens.
But it's behind a fence, you said?
It is. There is a fence.
Okay.
Okay, so then I'm going to alter what I said about us all going in together. We can all try and talk to that guy together, but I have sneak, so I could probably sneak into one of the prison camps without being seen by the guard tower.
Okay.
I don't know if all three of us will have as much luck with that.
Yeah, probably not.
I have sneak and I have hide.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So I could, and acrobatics. I'm pretty good at the whole get where you gotta go thing.
All right. I also have sneak and, oh, I don't have hide. I was going to take it, but I didn't.
I'm not that sneaky. I think I probably jangle because I have my alchemy kits, glass vials. And
your toolbox is a little unwieldy, too.
Yeah, toolbox. All right. I'm not a sneaker.
So does the denizen seem like they're headed towards a specific camp? Maybe you could talk to them and we'll go into a different one.
Okay.
Cotton.
We're all going into different ones?
Oh, that's true. Me and you could go into different ones because we... Okay, yeah. Back to splitting up again.
Okay, so Cotton and Peter, you two are planning to go into different camps. And Bramble, you're not going into a camp necessarily, but trying to find some denizens outside of it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So Bramble, we will say you see like a line of denizens leaving the factory and headed towards one of the camps. They're only loosely guarded at this point, but there seems to be like a line of them going into one camp and a line of them leaving one of the camps headed towards the factory. So it's almost like an exchange of workers. Yeah, a change of shifts.
Okay. Loosely guarded, is there like one guard per line or something? Like
two. Okay. One in the front, one in the back.
Okay. So probably in the middle is where they would least likely to hear. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to quickly write on a piece of paper, slave revolt, first light, be ready, and I'm just gonna slip it casually to one of the I'll have two copies so I can slip it to both lines of prisoners.
Ooh, right on. You're going to run back and forth?
Well, I'm just going to be like passing through and just be like, boop, boop.
Okay. Yeah, we'll resolve that later on. So very cool. And Cotton and Peter.
Yeah, I guess Cotton would find one of these buildings. So there's just the one line of changing shifts and there's another building.
There's two lines of changing shifts, one going in, one going out.
All right. And you're bopping in between?
Yeah, I just handed in the middle of both of them lines little notes so they can hopefully pass it along.
I guess I'll see if there's like a barracks situation getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not barracks. You know what I'm saying?
Like living quarters?
Living quarters, yeah.
Okay.
I'm picturing like rows of cots or something stupid.
Yeah, sure. What do you need to do for sneak?
So for a roguish feat, you got to roll with finesse. And if you achieve your goal... on a hit, you achieve your goal. On a 7-9, mark exhaustion or one risk of your feat. GM's choice. Come to bear. When you attempt a roguish feat, you are not skilled in. You are trusting fate.
Awesome. So, sneak.
That's an 11 plus finesse. 13.
Okay. You're able to get in or out of places without being seen.
Perfect. All right. Yeah. Do I see anyone who kind of looks more sure-footed than the rest?
You see a large beaver man standing in the corner. He looks very sure-footed. He's very fat.
Okay. Not exactly what I meant, but yeah. All right. I'm going to make my way over to the beaver. Pardon me there.
Who are you?
My name is Cotton, and I come from a few different areas. But would you say you kind of know the ins and outs of what goes on around here?
I know as good as anybody.
All right. Well, so I'm just trying to see here if y'all are happy working for the cats.
Happy? We're prisoners.
That is what I figured. Would you prefer not to be a prisoner?
That would be my intention, yeah.
All right, well, can you keep a secret?
I've never been known to be able to do so.
Perfect. All right, so what's happening? It's right around daybreak. There's going to be a giant uprising.
Of who?
You and all your friends here against the cats.
Oh!
There's a secret force among us that is planning to do this, and we...
It must be a big secret. I don't know anything about it.
Well, that's why I'm letting you know. I think you should be in on the secret there.
Oh!
All right, my beaver friend. You should try to tell as many of your friends quietly.
Hey, guy!
Nope. Oh. Quietly. Preferably one at a time at a, out of sight from any of the felines.
You said tomorrow.
No, at daybreak.
In the morning?
Well, daybreak does seem to be in the morning most times.
We don't have any weapons. And there's a fence.
Well, it seems like not knocking the fence down and making some weapons out of it could work. Or you have your tools. Or you could break these cots down and steal these and make them into spears. It's, you're going to have to do... Uprising is not as organized as we would all like.
I thought usually these things had a bit more planning, but that's okay. I'll go find the wolf boys.
Oh.
They can dig holes. They often do, but several of them have been shot.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but...
Me too.
Yes, if we do not want to be prisoners anymore, we'll be some casualties, but we will have to fight.
You don't look like a prisoner.
Yeah, okay. I guess I said that a little bit wrong. If you and your friends do not want to be prisoners...
And who are you?
All right, friend, I'm going to head on out.
My name's Clive.
Clive, again, my name is Cotton. And I will see you at daybreak. I'm going to go find some more people to share this message with.
Well, all right. Daybreak, like, in several hours.
That is correct.
Huh. Well, all right. I'll try to wake back up for it.
And he wanders deeper into the barracks.
All right. I'm just going to try this again with a couple more people. Just passing the message on. And then I am immediately going to start working on... Another some sort of explosion to guarantee that this barracks does in fact wake up.
Okay. You roll for your explosion stuff, and we'll jump to Peter.
All right, so I'm going to try and sneak into another of the camps. 5, 6, 7, 8. Ooh, a 7 for my finesse roll, because it's a -1 on a sneak. So I get in, but I think that means there's a complication.
Yeah, you get into the living quarters, and tell us what goes on. And in that, I will tell you what else goes on.
Okay, so I'm sneaking into the camp, trying to find a place that seems like it is populated with a lot of the prisoners. And I'm going to try and introduce myself into a group of them that I see that does not contain and is far from any cat guards, if there are cat guards here. Hopefully they're just outside guarding the gate. And I'm going to just start talking to them like, hey, are you guys happy with the situation here? If there was some way to change your situation, is that something you would be...
Yeah, we'd like to change it.
All right. So there is an ongoing effort from the Woodland Alliance to free this clearing from the reign of the cats, and it's going to happen today, this morning, at daybreak.
I can help.
Okay, so what I need you to do is to spread the word amongst the other people here in this camp that at daybreak, they need to revolt, go to the gates, attack the guards. They're farly outnumbered by you guys, and the same will be happening in the rest of the camps, and outside will be explosions happening, and we'll be trying to take out the guards in the towers. Everybody will rush the factory and take out all the cats.
Do you have any daggers? Any knives? I'm real good with a pointy object.
I don't have any of those on me, but I can tell you a vast number of ways to make improvised weapons from what you have available to you. You can stick things in any pillowcases to make a heavy thing you can swing at people.
Like doorknobs.
Doorknobs are great. Rings of keys, if it's like a janitor-sized one, if you know about those. But, you know, you can knock the legs off of chairs to make a sharp stick.
A lot of the prisoners begin to crowd around you while you're talking about how to create improvised weapons. And you have them fully engaged, which makes it difficult for any of them to realize that one of the doors in this quarters has opened. And in is marching a cat guard.
What's going on in here? Everyone to their bunks!
And the prisoners begin to scatter, leaving you there.
You, get back to your bunk.
Okay, I just go to some random bunk area. Are they all in this building, or do I get to leave the building?
They're all in this building.
What are you doing here? Where is your prisoner's garbs?
I am going to throw sand in this cat's eye.
Are you actually using pocket sand to accomplish this?
Yeah, I'm going to use pocket sand. So confused sense is roll with finesse.
That's a good one for you.
But I can roll with cunning instead of finesse. So I have a +2 in cunning. So that's a critical. That's a 12.
Oh, 14. My God.
Okay, sweet. So what do you accomplish?
On a 10 plus, they have to take some time to get their bearings and restore their senses before they can act clearly again. On a hit, you've thrown them off balance, blinded them, deafened them, or confused them, and given yourself an opportunity. So I'm going to choose to have him just stumble back and be like a little blinded, and I can't decide if I should run away or try to subdue him. I'm going to try to subdue the cat.
Okay.
So I'm just going to hit him with an unarmed strike. I don't have any weapons on me right now because I have a sling.
So just engage in melee.
Yep. And that is a 6.
So a 6 is a miss, which is embarrassing because this cat is blinded. However, you've inspired several of the denizens that are enslaved here, and you hear the coyote guy go,
"It's an uprising!"
And he leaps onto the cat, as well as several of the other prisoners, and they begin to just attack him viciously, and they end up killing him there. And the coyote guy pulls the dagger out of the cat's waistband.
"I've got one!"
"Excellent.
We'll fight at daybreak."
"At daybreak, yes. But, you know, if any other cat guards come in here, maybe put this guy's body underneath one of the bunks or something. We never saw him."
They like try. The cat's larger than like any of the bunks would support, but they try to hide as best as they can. But you see them, they begin to pool up near the two entrances of the bunkhouse.
Excellent.
Bramble.
Yeah.
Give me two charm rolls.
9.
Okay.
And a 5.
Okay, cool. So that's just going to help dictate some stuff in the future.
I did roll a 10 on my bomb making, so I made a larger bomb than intended.
Okay, and what do you plan to do with that larger than intended bomb?
Blow up the fence, right?
Is that near the barracks?
That's surrounding the barracks.
Perfect. Or not the barracks.
The camps.
Slave camp.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to try to blow up like the fence part, a gate?
How far away is a watchtower? Is there one of those close? Maybe you can
sure.
that down and it can crash into the gate.
Mm. There you go.
Mm. Yeah. Essentially, it's doing two things. Creating an opening and it's that dude's alarm clock because he is not going to wake up in time.
Okay. Awesome. So go ahead and give me another sneak roll for that if you don't mind.
That's a 10 plus whatever I add
God
to it.
Damn. All right.
Assuming it's a finesse.
It's a strong success. So you get a success plus a benefit. So you sneak in and out
awesome.
And are able to plant your bomb in like the most opportune place to do so without being caught.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Excellent. How many are there a bunch more camps we should go into?
There aren't a bunch more. We'll say you've covered a good amount of them.
Yeah, I feel like that's good. If everyone sees them do it, they're going to join. So
I mean, no one's going to sleep through the explosion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple people in each camp. So I think my next move is I feel like we should try and sneak into one of the other guard towers.
I'd say that or start making our way. Can we get to the factory?
You make your way to the factory.
Maybe it'd be worth getting over there and trying to find where to, like, because once the bomb goes off outside, people might get curious in the factory. So if we can work our way in to start yelling, like, uprise.
Oh, yeah.
Like, rise up, rise up, rise up. We might be able to get everyone in the factory and outside the factory, kind of just a full.
I definitely like the idea of that.
Yeah.
Though, if we could locate, like, a barracks or something where they're, like, they have a stash house of weapons, grab those, and when the uprising starts, spread that throughout the crowd.
Okay.
So they can actually...
Find an armory.
Maybe that would be a good idea.
So you guys are running low on time.
Okay.
As it's getting very close to morning.
All right. Do I see anything that looks like it could be an armory?
Not out here.
Okay. So I think we should make our way to the factory.
I'm going to stay behind and sneak up to one of these guard towers that you haven't planted an explosive at.
Yes. Very good call. Don't sneak up to the one with the explosive on.
I just feel like it'd be better for morale if you're not getting like, you know, arrows rained on them from above.
Okay. So are you going to try to get in there before and take out some guards, or are you going to wait until things kind of are popping off?
I'm going to wait until it is almost daybreak where I can see that, like, okay, daybreak is coming, and then I'm going to go and do that.
Okay. So we'll say you're posted up near a guard tower, and Cotton and Bramble.
Okay, I guess Cotton would have met me back outside, and yeah. We're discussing this plan to try to infiltrate. Okay.
I think we should get ready for the factory uprising and be the first in there to let those inside know exactly what is going on outside.
I did pass a note to one of them on their way in, but yes, we should definitely try to get more help from inside.
I think we've done a good job out here, but we should make sure that they are also in the fight.
How do we plan on getting in? Pretend we're guards or something? We don't have the right colors.
I think as soon as that explosion goes off, doors will open and we will find a way.
Okay. All right. So we're waiting for the explosion.
I think it would be best to make our move immediately after the distraction.
Okay.
Maybe wait for daybreak.
So we're loitering until then.
Okay. So we'll cut to the explosion. It's moments before, and you're eagerly anticipating a large explosion. And suddenly it comes, and it destroys the guard tower, killing the guards in it, as well as blowing apart the fence. And for a moment, there's just an eerie calm that comes with it, until suddenly an alarm begins to go off. And very tentatively, you can see that there are some prisoners poking their head out of those bunkhouses.
Mm.
Peter, you want to invade a guard tower?
Yep. I was going to sneak in to try and be able to surprise them. mine. What do I roll a feat with? Finesse. So it's an 8 for sneaking in.
All right, that is a success, but a complication. So you get in, but one of the guards definitely does see you out of the two guards that are in this watchtower, which is probably why you didn't make it in successfully, because you only knew that there was one guard in this watchtower. What are you doing after that?
I'm going to immediately attack him.
Okay.
With pocket sand. it's a 12.
Oh my god.
All right, so you're able to blind one of these and disorient them. What do you do next?
Is the other one in close range?
Yeah, they're both like right there.
All right, I'm going to viciously strike the other one with a 10.
Push him over the railing.
Strong hit. Yeah. So you get a success plus a benefit.
Yeah, so it's a plus one harm, and they're not able to attack me back.
Okay.
And they can't mark wear on their armor.
They're definitely right on. So you manage to kill the one guard, and he goes sprawling over the edge of the guard tower, hitting the ground, landing on his neck and his shoulder, and you hear him die with a sickening crunch while the other one screams and is blinded.
These are cats, right?
These are not cats.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
There are a lot of cats, though. And now, after the explosion, there are a lot of cats coming out of the factory. The doors of the factory have opened, and there is a bunch of guards and armed guards and cats running from the factory.
Okay, I feel like we should just stay behind the door so when they open it, they don't see us, and you hold it, and when everyone goes out, then we just kind of zoop in.
Okay, so you guys just duck in afterwards. The factory is filled with these titanic metal cats. And there are a lot of workers inside that are looking around. They've stopped their work now because obviously a fucking explosion has gone off. And the guards are shouting. There's still a lot of guards inside, all armed. There's several cats also that are patrolling around trying to get people back to work and get order, but they are more concerned with what's going on outside.
I'd like to fire at a cat using one that's kind of closer to a group of people, where as soon as it hits the ground, people are going to be very aware that that cat just dropped dead.
Okay.
Meaning like the workers.
Yeah. Using any weapon moves or just...
I'm going to do quick shot.
Okay.
So I got a 6 plus 4, which is a 10 plus 2 is a 12.
This should just be like a narrative podcast. How you guys just, you know, succeed without any complication.
There have been two or three sixes today.
Yeah.
I think two or three last session and... None. I think the first one we actually went golden, but
I do think that 6 has been like the lowest. I mean, like with a minus 1, I got a 5 once.
Yeah,
I'm gonna knock on wood. We haven't actually totally addressed that to that extent yet. so I'm gonna try to quick shot this guy. Got a 12. Is there any way I can do a follow up shot at that point with that one?
That would be targeting a foe, right? Would be the follow up shot.
Yeah, I mean, there's target someone, and you can inflict injury again. And then, quick shot is something different where you don't mark where.
Okay, so it just does damage.
Oh, okay, that's fine with me.
You plunge an arrow into this cat, and it is definitely seen by a lot of the workers who are now very confused.
Oh, then I'm going to yell, "It's an uprising! It's time to fight back! Grab whatever you can! Kill all the cats!
Death to all cats!"
Death to all cats.
Shit, okay. Roll some charms rolls, I guess.
10.
5 plus 4 is 9, plus my 1 charm is 10.
The workers immediately begin attacking cats, and you guys can hear a large crowd outside. And if you're able to look through the doors, you see that the prisoners have ran out of the camps and are making their way towards the factory.
Mm. I want to start working my way around the perimeter, just opening every door that I, like, fighting my way to open up every door that I can.
And so, windows.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, everything.
Finally, the cats catch on, and the doors in the factory are open, and you hear a loud steam engine begin to roar, and suddenly you see several cats climbing inside one of these metallic cats that were parked outside. And the wheels begin to churn,
as the Titan moves closer to the group of people, to the group of denizens.
I have a roguish feat that's disable device.
All right.
I want to use that.
Fuck yeah. How do you plan on doing it? I guess that's my question.
I would want to, like, maybe try to scooch under it a little bit, like, as it's coming towards me, like, go underneath and then try to, like, pull something out or, like, unloosen something.
So I will say, for this cat in particular, what they didn't do, what they failed to do, is close one of the loading doors. So there is a door that is open to the inside of the cat.
Okay.
If you want to try to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. There are guards inside.
Okay.
So you may face some resistance before you're able to.
Okay.
To turn it off.
Sure.
All right. So you don't have acrobatics, do you?
I do not.
Okay. Well, you can still roll for acrobatics. You'll just have to roll with luck. Roll for acrobatics, I guess.
Okay. Oh, that's a 2.
Oh, that's an utter failure. So you go running up, and you misjudge your jump to get inside the door, and this thing just runs right over you. You're going to take one injury, and whoever's looking at the cat sees the red eyes glow, and it lets out a burst of flame, and it begins to burn not only prisoners, but also some of the guards and the cats. It's indiscriminately beginning to kill people in this that are between the factory and the prison.
Do I see any coyotes or moles, anything that would be good at digging?
Sure.
All right. Diggers, start surrounding. Create trenches around it. Make it unmovable.
Roll me a charm, actually.
Oh, a 5 plus 1, a 6.
A 6 is a failure,
mm-hmm.
Mostly probably because of the amount of noise that's going on and the prisoners like being really tied up and dealing with their captors. Also, they realize they probably can't dig trenches quick enough to stop this cat from rolling.
Mm.
I'm going to yell to the other guard that I have blinded, like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know you weren't a cat. I just threw sand as soon as I got up here. There's a rebellion going on right now that you should join in on. Not the part of the cats. I'm going to leave now.
I don't know if you're going to charm that person or not, but you just run away.
I'm just running away.
Just run away. That sounds good.
Are these cat machines on, like, wheels, or are they treads?
Wheels. So there's, like, 4 very large wheels.
Are they, like, metal wheels? Or
they are metal wheels.
They are.
Yep. Okay. Everything is metal on them, so.
Okay.
I'd like to shoot at one of the glowing eyes, see if anything happens, if I can hit it.
Okay.
That's an 8 plus finesse is a 10.
All right. Yeah, you hit the eye, and you kind of see whatever the eye is made of kind of falls backwards into what you would assume is the cockpit. And you can now see into the cat's eye and into the cockpit itself. You see 3 cats in there manning the machine.
I have an esoteric hand tool, and I want to use it to, like, maybe cut the wheel in half or something.
Ooh, what is an esoteric hand tool?
It doesn't give me a lot of description. It's just,
okay,
like, that's what it is. So I assume it can do what I would like it to do, which is, like, maybe like a little laser or...
That sounds dope.
Yeah.
All right, roll for it.
Okay. 7.
So it's successful, but it also brings about a complication. You manage to cut this wheel, we'll say in half, and the back end of this cat falls to the ground. It is now just spinning in a large circle. However, the complication is that in doing so, the cat is now aiming directly at you with its mouth agape.
Okay.
And a burst of flame comes out directly at you. Your tail and your back end catch on fire. You're going to take another injury.
Okay.
That puts you in a not great position, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
I am going to run down into the battlefield where I see this giant cat mechanism that's mobilized and now doing this weird circle thing. And is the door in the back, like, open? Can I, like, shoot into there when it's moving around?
It's like a side door. Like, on the Millennium Falcon, you know how the door comes down on the side?
Yeah.
It's one of those situations. So you can shoot into it, for sure. However, you could probably only hit one of the cats that's in here.
Yep, still gonna try and fire something into there. Using target someone? Do I have to pick one of them?
There's only one that you can hit, so.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to roll with Mike then. It's an 11.
Okay.
Damn.
And what are you using?
The sling.
So you do great harm?
No, it just does one regular.
Okay, so we'll say you're in an advantageous position as well. If you want to stay on the cat, like you can be on the loading ramp thing without anybody seeing that you're there, or you can.
Can I help Bramble to their feet?
Definitely. We'll say that's a much better one.
I appreciate it.
Bramble's tail is like pretty burned. It smells gross. It smells like burning fur.
I feel like barbecue.
Cotton?
Do I see... So my thought now is maybe I can make something that's like a Molotov cocktail and throw it into the side hatch. Is there anything around me to be able to use my create to destroy?
I mean, you can mark depletion and find what you need.
Perfect. I'm going to find some hidden thing of brandy or something.
These spirits I have ought to do the trick. Here you go.
There you go.
What about the fact that they have tanks that breathe fire? They probably have flammable liquid in the factory.
Oh, I mean, in that case, yeah, I wonder if I can just pierce a tank. Is there any tank, like, do I see any tanks on the outside, like a propane type thing or anything like that?
So it's powered by coal, not fuel. So
yeah, that's
right. They wanted coal.
Yeah, I'd rather take another shot at the eye if I can see it. I think that would be...
Okay.
All right, let's take a little shot here. Oh, nat ones.
Ooh.
So two total.
Twos.
Well, plus the twos, a four, still total.
Still total kerfuffle. Yeah, not good. Well, you're shooting at the eye, so you're right in front of it.
Am I?
Usually when you're looking at something's eyes...
I thought they were giant tanks.
Yeah, they look like cats. Big red eyes.
Mm.
Inside, the cats are just like kind of furiously pulling on levers. And it, even though it's still immobile, it can't move forward, it begins to turn. And it's just spraying fire back and forth. You're going to take one injury.
All right.
And one wear.
And where does that go?
You have armor or robes?
I'm wearing robes.
It would go on your robes. Your robes are all burned up, by the way.
They're all burned up?
Yep. Oh, robes only have one wear to them. So
that's embarrassing.
I'm feeling very hurt. I don't know that I want to do much. What if we just get out of here? Because they're going to blow up the factory soon, right?
I thought they already blew up the back of the factory.
The factory has not blown up yet.
Oh.
The only explosion that's gone off has been...
Cottons.
Mm.
Although you do expect explosions soon.
Yeah. So I feel like we should get out, especially like let all the slaves know like it's time to leave. We don't want to stay in this building.
Sounds good. I'm going to throw another slingshot into the fire-breathing cat.
Okay.
That's a 7.
On a 7, you kill the cat that you hit before, leaving just 2 in the cockpit. And the cat now moves towards your direction. It completely throws you off where you were standing, and like it's moving, it's circling towards you. If you stay where you are, you're gonna get crushed.
So I gotta move. All right, so I'm gonna run serpentine away.
All right, and you guys take off towards the forest.
We're gonna go into the factory and try and like rush people out or encourage them to leave first.
Yeah, I feel like we should shout to them like it's let's get out, because there's a force outside as well. Like we could all
So I run
meet up
towards the factory to help encourage people to leave.
You are met in the middle of the factory by Vickery.
We have to get out of here. It is time to go. That shit's gonna blow.
Everybody out. Cats, you can stay.
And you guys go running out. And as you just make it to a safe distance, you hear and see the factory explode behind you. It goes up in such a large burst of flames. And Kirk is just sitting there next to you, laughing, wringing his hands together and crying at the same time. Wallingford, Honey, and Shovels are trying to get people that are injured out into the forest, while a large group of the prisoners kill the remaining guards that are here. And Vickery walks up to the three of you.
I couldn't have done better myself. Except for the explosions thing. I did very well on that.
It was a very large explosion.
I didn't expect you guys to make that much of a distraction, but it worked quite well.
Couldn't leave all these people behind.
Very noble. There were heavy losses on both sides there. At least we stopped the manufacturer of these titanic cat behemoth abominations.
That blast was so big, hopefully it took out some of the ones that were still in the yard there, semi-finished.
I think we can take care of those either way. Turk's got a little bit of a hot streak in him now, and he's very eager to revenge his brother. But I do believe this is the spark that's going to light the revolution. I couldn't thank you enough for your contributions. As such, I brought this flag, and he produces a Woodland Alliance flag. I think it would only be right for us all to go stick it in that burning pile of rubble, once it's no longer burning, of course, so the flag doesn't burn up, and claim this as the first clearing for the Woodland Alliance.
We got a lot of cleaning up to do.
We do. It's probably mostly unusable here. This place has been devastated, but I think it's more symbolic than anything.
Wing Gap wasn't in that bad of shape, so maybe have your headquarters there, but we can, I symbolically claim this as the first and most glorious victory.
We should get more flags, I suppose. This is only the first of many.
This was fun.
I think there are a lot more denizens that we can free from the clutches of these horrific cats and these pesky birds.
And together, we shall. And he hands you guys the Woodland Alliance flag.
Here, here.
Now I need some ice for my tail.
Good job, old chaps.
Thank you. Good job yourself with that explosion.
His chest puffs up, and he lets out a large croak. And that's where this story ends.
Nice.
Awesome. So good job, guys.
It ended in explosions, as it should.
I mean, I think it started, continued, and ended with explosions.
True, yeah.
There were a lot of explosions. I did not anticipate so many explosions.
I did.
Fuck yeah. So what did we think of Root?
It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I also liked it a lot. Very enjoyable.
Nice.
Fun little system.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I'm definitely glad that we kind of put a little bit of training wheels on it, because it's like, it is wildly in depth.
Mm-hmm.
And even the amount of, like, when you look up various things throughout the rules, the amount of information it gives you just describing one possible way to use the mechanic is, like, can be very overwhelming.
Yeah. It is a very beefy book for how, like, actually small it is, but it's, like, 200 pages, I think, at least, which is a lot to try to get through, which is a lot of what we run into a lot on this podcast with trying to deal with so many different rules and trying to keep it, you know, fun and exciting and not murder you guys all the time. Although you guys rolled really, really well, which made it difficult to really do too much damage to y'all. But you're very confident vagrants.
We're the Vagabonds. Pumpkin boys.
The pumpkin boys.
Pumpkin boys for life.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's that. Next up, we're going to be playing the Last of Us narrative board game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just in time for that show to come back out. So I'm very excited for that. So go check out season 2 if you haven't watched that. Watch season 1. And we will
see you next Tuesday.
That's it for today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed playing. If you have, go run and tell all your friends so that we can turn as many people into Crit Cats as possible. Tales from the Crit is a Wolfbeard Games audio podcast, and if you like us, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, and head on over to our Instagram page and our YouTube channel. Both of those are at Tales from the Crit Podcast. All right, bye-bye!
penetrating team.
I'm usually on the other... She doesn't say that. All right. Man, there's a lot of frog talking tales from the crypt. Yeah, at least somebody's on. Wow.
I'm just glad we're using our sponsor so much today. Pocket Sand. Go to pocketsand.com/talesfromthecrypt.
To get 5% off your own pocket sand.
We actually just send a shovel, and then you can get your own pocket sand from the ground.
The shovel is $11.99 for infinite pocket sand. If you want one-time use pocket sand, it's $3.99. And if you do mind, fuck you.
I feel like barbecue.